grandfather.
Great-great-grandfather.
My father was 47 when I was born. I'm not that old, but...
Oh, I know that.
Anyway, he fought in the Civil War, and he was wounded, and along with maybe 10 or 12 more soldiers, and they were in a barn. And the family came out and found them, and they were all in real bad shape, and they decided that they could take care of one in their cellar, and they happened to take my grandfather. And this was in Tennessee.
And he was the only one?
And he was the only one, and this is a little important information to me.
Well,
and
I think
feel real nostalgic about this area in Tennessee.
We used to go up there sometime and visit the area and find out more about it.
Well, and I want to.
Well, I think you should. Take Ann and take Dan and find out all about it. Where is the source of this information about your family besides the newspaper that you were telling me about, the article that you read? I mean, didn't you tell me one time that your father was written up in Alabama history books?
That's right.
Some Alabama history books.
History of Alabama.
And what
Dr. Moore wrote it. He was Dr. A.B. Moore, and I know I had a course on during here when I was a sophomore
at
the university, and he wrote a history of Alabama, and a lot of the information I found was written up in this, and it, of course, dealt with his father and mother.
And then your grandfather and your grandmother.
And then the grandfather was, his grandmother was a over in Northport, and they had a great deal of information, too.
Oh, so besides just the clan,
his mother was a...
And they lived in this county also.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Well, that's real interesting. What is the source of your mother's ancestry?
Well, she's German, and her name is... She was Annie...
And they are...
And I find it a very interesting combination because my father was English, and they are slow moving but smart, but the are just Germans. They're just real hard workers and real fast workers and smart too.
Tell me something about some of the organizations or things you're involved in with people and some of your social contacts.
Well, I belong to both PTAs, and I have held offices in each one, and I belong to two study clubs, Astra Study Club and the Confederate Centennial Study Club, and a Mardi Gras club called Jesters.
You know, I saw your paper one time, your picture one time in the Birmingham paper with that Jesters club.
Did you?
After a ball you'd had.
Uh-huh. We have a lot of fun. We dress up in real naughty clothes, and it's an opportunity to do this and to be all right. And then, let's see, now I belong to the University Women's Club and to the
Junior
Welfare. And incidentally, we have applied for membership in the Junior League.
Well, that's
and
great.
I'll have an opportunity to take part in this reorganization.
And you are our alum advisor this year for Cal
Poly Sigma Theta,
aren't you?
That's right.
Sorority here at the university. Well, you have quite a big job ahead of you. Quite a big job. And a lot of cute girls to.
Yeah, I'm going to stay young with them.
That's right. That's the way to do it. Raleigh was born in Dothan.
In Dothan.
Dothan, Alabama. Did most of his family come from around there?
They came from Headland and around that area. I went to a reunion about a month ago at Headland. And
this
I noticed on,
Dothan.
That's right, and on one side of the church, all the windows, beautiful windows, were donated by his mother's side, and on the other side, they were all donated by his father's side. And so I thought, well, they just stayed within the church.
Well, what was his mother's side?
His mother was an Armstrong.
Armstrong and Killingsworth.
Killingsworth.
That's quite a mouthful, isn't it?
And Granberry.
And Granberry.
Uh-huh.
Did Raleigh go to school in the Dothan?